Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Can we talk about some eight dividend stocks?
Yes. Well, which ones you want to go through first?
Let's start with Chevron.
Not the biggest oil and gas fan per se. But long term, I do like it. I know they've had some issues this year. I solely wouldn't get it for the dividend, but it is one that you could invest into. If it gets back to 145 or 140, I like it there. Long term return is really good, but it's one of those stocks you're going to hold for a couple of years to get the best out of it.
Yeah, the second one, I should probably make this the first one. You know, when we always tell you that ad is like investing what you already pay, like you're paying bills. A company like Verizon always comes to mind, and people are like, well, it doesn't move. It's been trading sideways. I don't even know if it's consolidation anymore, but it does pay a dividend. So what do you think? What's your thoughts around Verizon?
I like Verizon in theory, but Verizon, one of those stocks you have to buy at a certain price. So it's 34 and below historically is where you should buy it. So from like 26 to 34 is where you should buy it. After that price, I would not touch it. But solid company, solid management. The fundamentals are pretty strong. But yeah, you have to buy it like in a particular zone. If you can get it below that, like $22, home run. But 27 to 34 is where I like it.
All right. How about Pfizer?
I don't know how they mismanage this stock. I like it at $24. This is a stock club pick, all-star pick for sure. I talked about the decline of it for a long period of time. They've mismanaged some of their drugs, and once they lost the rights to Viagra, it sent their business turning. They didn't innovate fast enough, so that's the downside of them. But if I can get them at $15.46 or $23.10, I would love it at that price. Definitely not top three. They're kind of like in that AMD space where they're not the front runner in their sector, but they're still valuable. So yeah, based on price, I do like them.
All right. How about UPS?
Ironically enough, I like UPS. I would like it at 124.30, and I will hold that for a long period of time. They do have some stiff competition. But if you're looking for a dividend that is not the usual dividend, based on price, I would get it at 124 or below.
All right. So we got Verizon, Pfizer, UPS. How about T. Rowe Price? Interesting company.
Yeah, interesting company. I definitely do like it. I know they had a great spike up in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
At 100 or below, I like it. Solid business, liked them for a long time. The financial space is tough, but decent dividend. And if I can get it at 100 or below, it's a great place to be able to get in if you are looking for a dividend.
How about CVS? You talk about a company that we saw a spike in during the pandemic. I mean, 2020 to 2022. I mean, it was on a tear, pulled back greatly. Thoughts around CVS?
I wouldn't touch unless I can get it at 31. I almost wanted to bring back Dead or Alive. At 31, I wouldn't mind it, but anything above that price is too expensive. They're currently at 58. They're in trouble. And also, too, when you're chasing dividends, the point I was making earlier is that if you have NVIDIA printing 100% return and indexes giving you 23%, 24% now, make sure you're picking a dividend that's high quality. Like, I know people leaned on AT&T for a while. AT&T is terrible stock. Don't chase a dividend where you can get that same kind of growth or better in a stock that is number one in their sector. So be mindful of that.
Yeah, it's a tough space, man, when I think about CVS, right? I would, you know, the Rite Aids that used to exist are all gone.
Yep.
The Walgreens, they're cutting back on the stores.
Shriveling up. And Amazon's a main competitor.
And that's
bad competitor to have.
That's not the person you want to be competing with in that space, especially when they could deliver prescriptions straight to your home.
Yes.
There is no go pickup. So,
yep.
Yeah. How about Kraft? Kraft Heinz.
Man, this would be Dead or Alive too. So, Kraft and Kellogg's. I know y'all putting a little pink ribbon on the products for breast cancer month. How about you take out the cancer causing agents out the food to show real solidarity? Kraft, I will not touch for the dividend. Shout out to the Kraft Heinz.
Allegedly.
Thank you, Rashad. Yeah. I appreciate you so much.
They banned some of this. I just seen Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks got banned in California.
Yeah, you can't put the red dye in there and, you know, with lead paint in there and sell it to kids and think that it's going to be allegedly. This is just jokes written by 85 South. But Kraft, no. Kellogg's, no. And I think we do need, I know I'm sounding like a politician, but we do need product control and food reform in our nation at scale.
That's so vitally important. All right. Well,
did we get last one? Oh, we got a last one. We did eight. Sirius. Ticket SI. All right. Sirius XM.
Tell them I got Drew. He sent me this question and I haven't been able to figure it out. What is up with Warren Buffett in his big position in Sirius?
I saw that recently.
I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I don't
it ain't because of Call of Daddy.
No.
You know what I mean? Shout out to them.
Howard Stern's still over there, right? He's got the billion-dollar deal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And it may be one of those situations where it's going to consolidate for a while and maybe pop, but I don't see in a media space why he would invest there but not Netflix.
Yeah.
I've been trying
to... 32% stake in... Yeah, I don't know. We got to really...
I don't get it. Not saying it's bad, but I haven't been able to theorize or build a thesis as to why, and that's puzzling the hell out of me.
Facts.
Is the Chicken Big Mac still a Big Mac? It's got two chicken patties, the pickles, the lettuce, ooh, the cheese, the sesame seed bun, and it's got the sauce. It's not a Big Mac. Get it while you can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.